Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I am Desmond Flynn by one name, on another stage. I am Johnny Zebrahand, bass player for the Do-Gooders, and under the Desmo moniker, I am a Twitch streamer, I am a voice actor, and an overall entertainer, magician, slight comedian, but mostly the magic, the streaming, and the music stuff is what I do.
Okay, cool. One thing that you said and I just picked up on is voice actor.
Yes.
Elaborate a little bit about that for me, man. I didn't know about that one.
I have spent the past year and a half, more or so, just sitting in a closet, recording auditions and submitting them to a bunch of different like open casting calls. And I've gotten a few hits where people pick me up and cast me for roles. And I can't go into detail about a lot of them because they are still NDA'd. But I do know that I did get cast for an English dub of some sort. Again, can't go into detail because yeah. It is NDA'd.
That's so cool. So my son watches all of these videos about people who do voice acting, and he's just like, hey, this is something I could potentially look into in the future. How did that become something on your radar that you're like, I think there's something here?
I play a lot of video games and watch a lot of anime. And it's something about listening to how the people like bring emotions to these animated bits. Like, I'm not sure if you've seen any of the behind the scenes videos for voice acting, but there's one voice actor who I pay quite a bit of attention to. His name is Alex Lee. He did the voice of Zenitsu for the English dub of Demon Slayer, and he also did the lead character in Solo Leveling. I haven't watched that one. But I have seen some behind-the-scenes footage where he's just in the booth and he's just having a time, having a laugh, and it's like, I want to do that. And so I said, okay, where do I start? Where do I find these open casting calls? And I found a bunch of odd websites, and some of them hit, some of them didn't, and now I can officially add voice actor to the moniker.
Yeah, that is really interesting. That's cool, man. Good. You're always doing something unique, to say the least. So the last time we hung out, literally like a week ago, we filmed some pretty interesting things down at the Haxton Center.
Yep.
So talk a little bit about that streaming. Where, like, it stopped for a little bit.
Yes.
And now you're trying to pick it back up again. Explain what the process is for that.
So the thing is, I streamed from 2018 up until 2023.
Okay.
That's like an almost 5-year area. I was a couple months shy of 5 years straight.
Yeah.
And I stopped because the game that I was streaming that was making me the most, like, bringing in the most viewers, it was the game called Final Fantasy VII: The First Soldier.
Mm.
It was a mobile-exclusive battle royale put out by Square Enix and a company called A-Team Entertainment, and I loved the game.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely destroyed at it.
Yeah.
And then in January of 2023, they decided they were going to cut service for it, so they just cut it from the face of the world. And it was just, I was left with this void, this emptiness. I was like, I don't know how I can carry this energy into something else. Like, this is what I had the most fun doing.
Right.
So I originally said I was going to take a few months, relax, let the hype die down, and then come back and hit something different. Then mental health just went out the window, and I said, okay, it's going to be a little bit longer of a break. That break ended up being 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, if I'm going to come back to streaming, it's not going to be just I hit the start streaming button and come back to it like I never left. It is going to be this big spectacle of comedy, of random, like, stuff that no one would really expect it to be this thing, especially considering it's just a Twitch stream.
Yeah.
So yeah, I went above and beyond and said I'm gonna put out a big production for this.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be funny. Watching me try to read that script is hilarious. So look forward to that. Like it was a lot of fun to film it. So,
yeah.
Were you still playing video games during your hiatus?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've gotten into a lot of gacha games. I cannot recommend them.
No.
What I don't know what kind of games
these are. Gacha games are just basically games that are like built around gambling to pull the best possible thing for that game.
Not exactly. Okay, let's hear it. There is
one description number one, description number two. Go.
So there is the aspect that you could put actual money into it to get more opportunities to pull on specific things.
Yeah.
Like the game I've been playing a lot lately, Honkai Star Rail. They release a new character like every 40 days, and the 5 stars, there's a specific rate to them, but you're also guaranteed after a certain point. But the game gives you plenty of opportunities to get pulls to get these characters.
Yeah.
You're just not guaranteed to get them within that time frame. Mm. But they also rerun the characters regularly. I am fortunate enough to not put a bunch of money into it. Like, I think at most I've put maybe $80 into it in the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just buying, like, the season pass thing.
Yeah. Video games, the landscape is so much different from when I grew up in regards to you bought your video game, you plugged it in, and then you owned it, that was yours.
You know?
You didn't even have memory cards, for God's sakes, when it started.
Yeah, the gaming market is going, it's going very, how do I put it?
Monetized.
Thank you. It's getting very monetized, and a lot of companies are getting very greedy with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to talk mad smack about any developers in particular, but like
EA.
I don't know what that means. So no smoke on this side.
EA is pretty guilty of it, but there was one company that just last year said gamers need to get used to not owning their games, and it's like, what? No, it's like back in the N64 days, I went out, I bought GoldenEye N64. Everyone hated Oddjob because he was like a foot shorter than everyone, and you had to actually aim in order to get headshots on him. It was ridiculous.
I remember, I played it a few weeks ago in my garage.
But there is no online connectivity, so there's no patch to fix that.
Right.
You bought the game and you got it. There's no way for Nintendo to come back and go, hey, you can't play this game anymore, you gotta rebuy the license or something like that.
Shout out Bo Jackson.
Yeah.
Being broken and unfixable.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's wild to me. Like, what you just said, how your game, like, just ceased to exist. I was like, what do you mean it ceased? Like, that to me is, I understand it because I'm somewhat aware, but that is a wild concept.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, don't get me wrong. It was a free game that you could download and play just for fun and have a time. But I put a lot of money into it personally. So the fact that I've got nothing to show for it at this point, it's just, it kind of stings a little bit.
Yeah.
And there's other games that have also been going down the same route, and everyone's like, oh yeah, it's only a matter of time before Final Fantasy 14 or World of Warcraft goes that way. It's like, they're money makers.
Yeah. I get it's business. It's just like, I don't, like, it's one of those businesses which is so different and has expanded that it's just like, it's on another level from like what it was back in the day. Just like the console and the game and the TV. It's a really cool industry, and like, people can make money off it now.
Yeah, and a lot of people can almost pinpoint exactly when gaming started to go downhill.
Oblivion and the Horse.
A little bit earlier.
Okay, let's hear it. I do not know what you guys are talking about. I want to hear what you gotta say though.
So, in the era of the Xbox and the Xbox 360, we were starting to get online connectivity with games like Final Fantasy XI, Halo 2, Halo 3, Xbox Live, and I can only pinpoint for myself it being around the Halo 3 time, because Call of Duty was out at the same time, and with this online connectivity, they could release the game, have it give you a full story to play through, and you could enjoy it just on that merit alone. You had the option of playing multiplayer. But that's where they added an extra way to make money, which was downloadable content, or DLC, in the form of additional multiplayer maps that you could play on.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't have the DLC pack, you couldn't play on certain maps. So your matchmaking would be a lot more, you'd be in the queue a lot longer,
right,
per se. And once people realized we can add more stuff to the game after it's out to make it so then they can pay more for it,
yeah,
everyone's kind of jumped onto it with subscription services, cosmetics, pay-to-win aspects, like better weapons in certain games, or better cosmetics being, as Tanner pointed out, Oblivion and the horse.
Fuck Oblivion and that horse. It's the reason skins exist in the world, and you have to pay $1 million to have them. Stupid.
Fortnite's also really guilty of it.
Oh.
You buy V-Bucks, and then you get cosmetics and emotes and stuff, and it's... That is where I think the gaming is starting to go downhill, which is why I'm more inclined to go to a lot of indie developers, like games like Hollow Knight, Celeste. Both games I am not good at, but I still enjoy playing them.
I got a question for you.
I've got an answer.
I used to be good at video games 15 years ago. Now you see me pick up one of these controllers, it's laughable. Like, do people go and stream on Twitch or stream, do they stream like just fail videos of like, yo, I don't know how to play this, or do you just stream if you have some kind of quality at the game?
It's up in the air. Like, you could do either or. I mean, I started getting into speedrunning because of the fact that you could essentially break a game and sequence break it to a point of just, you know, hey, so you're not supposed to be able to do this, but the fact that you can, it's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times, like, there's people that actually go out looking for glitches and exploits like that, but most of the time, those are found by entirely by accident.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I just, like, the streaming aspect, to me, is so interesting that people will literally sit and watch you live play a video game.
Yeah.
Like,
you watch basketball games.
I know. Like, I'm not saying I don't understand it. I just think it's a concept. I just remember my parents being like, you can't make money playing video games. And now, like, people, not just kids, adults, make money literally playing video games. Not even, like, the creation of it. Just playing. I think it's a wild, wild thing.
Oh, yeah. No. And the thing about making money with streaming, it's not something that it's based on the game you play or something like that. 9 times out of 10, it starts out where it's just you happen to be playing a game at a peak time where people are looking into it, and it's like, oh, this game is actually pretty good. And then a lot of the times people show up for the game and then they stay for the personality of the person behind the camera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. So when you're streaming and you're going back to it, are you going to be primarily sticking to one game, or are you going to be playing a bunch of different things? Because we filmed with a bunch of different intros and characters and stuff, so I was just like, is this just for one game again, or is this going to be for numerous ones?
It's going to be for numerous games. Like, I'm not going to set myself to one specific niche. Like, if there's a game that's coming out that I'm looking forward to enjoying and I want to share that in my experience of, like, or I want to share my experience of that game, mm-hmm. I will happily go and pick up the game, pop it into a console, or download it on the computer and just play it and have people see my reactions as they happen real time with like first time like experiences.
Yeah.
I have yet to play the Silent Hill 2 remake, and that game was one of my favorite games of all time.
Mm. So we might see you playing that game.
Absolutely.
While we're on the topic of video games, there's one game that might bring me out of retirement.
Oh.
That may or may not come. I stopped playing video games because of this
franchise.
This is why I had to stop. I was like, this is too much. It's too real. It's too good. I'm going to be lost in this game for too many hours. It's called Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yep.
Let me hear your thoughts about Grand Theft Auto, please.
Every single gamer on the face of this planet is fiending for that game right now.
Yep. Grand Theft Auto 6 has been the most anticipated game for the past
ever.
3 years. At all of the annual game awards, I'm looking forward to seeing it become the most anticipated game this year.
Do you think it releases this year, or like in 2026? You think they're pushing it? You think
I think they've got a solid foundation for it. I think it'll come out in February of 2026 as promised.
May, yeah.
But at the same time, given the Cyberpunk 2077 fiasco of 2020, and also even before that, the driver gate thing that happened, it was the release of Driver 3. Ugh. To compete with Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, they put it out in a buggy, clunky mess. It was unplayable.
Yeah, but so, Grand Theft Auto is going to be sick.
Considering we've had those couple things come out, and it's like, yeah, we don't want buggy messes anymore, and Rockstar's taking their time with it, I'm pretty sure we're going to get a solid game.
Okay.
The anticipation is struggle, though, because, like, 6 years of anticipation, you got a lot to live up to, you know? I don't know if it can do it.
I mean, to be fair, I think we sat on 8 years of anticipation for Hollow Knight Silksong, and that game came out, and everyone's loving it.
Yeah. So there's a very high likelihood that I will have to buy a console so I can play this game, because it just looks unbelievable from the trailers. Just wild.
Right?
Like, phew. So PC? Would you stream that?
I personally wouldn't.
Why not?
Open world games.
Everybody and their dog will be streaming it too.
Open world games, they take way too long to complete. For me at least, because I like to explore everything. I get lost in the world. I don't even do story. I just get lost in it and marvel in what I'm looking at.
Yep.
I got Cyberpunk 2077 on launch. I didn't play it until after they released Cyberpunk Edgerunners the anime on Netflix. And then I didn't beat it until earlier this year.
Mm.
And that was just me picking out which ending I wanted to go for.
Yeah. That's the one with Keanu Reeves in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one is sick. That game is wild. Like, that game, when you were playing it, I started looking. I was like, man, I might have to start playing video games again. Like, the realism in these games. Like, when you spoke about GoldenEye, when that game came out, I thought it was over. I was like, video games are never going to get any better than this.
And,
like, it was a wrap.
Yeah.
And I literally was with my kid in the garage playing it a few days ago, being like, this is a piece of garbage. Like, how was I tricked to say this was real, you know? But, anyways, this dude just tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute, brought to you by Carrie and Patchouli Rose. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
All right, question number one for you. What is one video game you think everyone should play?
I can't give it just one. Actually, I could. I would highly recommend the original Final Fantasy VII.
Question number two. What do you think is the most overrated TV show in your opinion?
Overrated TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, dodgy ground. Dodgy ground. I would have to say, in my honest opinion, the most overrated to me would probably be anything that Disney's been putting out lately.
Question number three.
Nicole's quiet.
What is your go-to gamer time snack?
My go-to gamer time snack?
Yeah.
Cool Ranch Doritos.
Classic. Question number four. Who is your personal favorite magician?
Ooh, Shin Lim.
And your final question. What would you say is your favorite iconic moment in video games?
Oh my god, there are so many to pick from. The most iconic that comes to me, I would have to say my original playthrough of Metal Gear Solid 3, the reveal of the boss defecting to the Soviet Union. Game set in 1964, a lot of espionage happening, middle of the Cold War. And you start out the game in this one mission, and you're in contact over the radio with the character, the boss, and then seeing her come out with the enemy at the end of that first opening chapter. Oh, iconic moment.
And those have been your five questions.
Huge spoiler alert on that one. Yeah. Anyways, Tanner's just tapped his watch. That means we are out of time. But before we cut you loose, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Check me out on Twitch. twitch.tv/DesmoFlynn. I will be coming back to streaming. No date set in stone yet. And if this comes out after the date has been set and I'm already back, then enjoy whatever game I'm playing at the time. Probably will be the remake of Metal Gear Solid 3. Keep an ear out when you're watching your animes of sorts, and see if you can find me out there, because I do have a voice in a few of them.
That's very cool. Anyways, for McMurray, Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hopefully everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.